Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The rich man pleads with Abraham and said, I have five brethren. Send Lazarus to my father's house to testify of this place. He said, I don't want them to come to this place. Verse 28 says, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. You hear so many people say, go to hell. That is, they don't understand what they're meaning. They don't understand hell, I can tell you that. Because as we see one that's in hell and being tormented with fire, flames, where his worm dieth not, in darkness, gnashing of teeth, wailing, he said, I don't want anyone to come here. So when someone says go to hell, they have no clue of what they're talking about. Because the ones in hell don't even want any their worst enemy to come to hell. And I think perhaps the greatest response here is we see Abraham's response. When he says in verse 29, they have Moses and the prophet. This is talking about the word of God. If they won't hear the word of God, they will not be persuaded that one rose from the dead. Verse 31. And Jesus was simply talking about himself when he rose again that third day, and yet still today, people are rejecting Jesus Christ, that he rose from the dead. So the rich man was still trying to get something through, but knowing all things, God tells him that they won't even believe one rose from the dead, and he's living proof. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ died, he was buried, and on the third day, he rose from the grave with all power. The Bible tells us then he descended into hell and took the keys from the death, grave, and the hell, and all power is given unto him. And he delivered the captives and set the captives free. Jesus Christ loved us so much. He won't send you to hell. That's the choice you make yourself. Whether you're going to believe him or that wicked one, Satan, who was a liar from the beginning, and there is no truth in him at all. Whenever he speaks of himself because he is the father of a lie. He lied from the beginning, and he continues to lie and lead people to hell one lie at a time. You know, Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, knowing all of this, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it? We have a great salvation. God loves us so much. You know, John 3:16, that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm here, dear friend. Don't let anyone tell you simply about the love of God without the wrath of God. I'm here to tell you that if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 36, it says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. What a sad state to be in. Listen to this statement. You are not prepared to live until you are prepared to die. The wrath of God is abiding on all of those that have not bowed down to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.